Get ready to break out the black suits and the black veils, Hawk Watchers, because it's time to join the funeral procession and mourn the loss of that once great bastion of journalism, the Washington Post. For those of you that have not yet heard the news, the Washington Post's integrity died over the weekend from a massive overdose of self-inflicted hypocrisy. Hot off the presses on Saturday, the WashPo editorial board clearly taking a cue from those cowards sitting on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence called for the prosecution of former NSA contractor Edward Snowden while denouncing the recent worldwide efforts to secure him a pardon from U.S. President Barack Obama before he leaves office this January. The editorial board wrote, "Whether Mr. Snowden deserves a presidential pardon, as human rights organizations are demanding, is a complicated question. However, to which President Obama's answer should continue to be, no." This is really rather incredible stance to take, especially when the Washington Post itself greatly benefited from their own publishing of Mr. Snowden's leaks, not only in clicks, buys, and subscription dollars, but also in winning one of the single biggest and most prestigious awards a news outlet can possibly receive.